the microphone checker, they better respect it. You came up from nothing to something. Your vision, your mission, they listen. You give them perspective and they pay attention. Opinion rebuttal don't offer. I'm mentally filling up all of your coffers. I say what I mean and I mean what I say, because in this lane Derek's the right of way. Cruising and gripping the curb. Realness is finally served. Arguments don't get deferred. Derek Lane has the last word. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? I am Derek Lane, and I want to welcome you all to episode number 54 of the Last Word podcast. Big ups to all of my day one listeners, and what's good to all of my new listeners who are making this day one. On this show, we elevate and excel. Mediocrity is not a trait of the winner's circle. If you are looking for mediocre, this is not the podcast for you. I started this podcast to be an aid to everyone who is out there on the grind and trying to push their dreams to the next level. Every path is different, but requirements are the same. There's nuance to it. And I was like, yo, why don't I package this all in a podcast? Because I experienced a lot of this nuance and I want everyone to succeed. Caveat, who wants to succeed? So with that being said, let's get into today's episode. Sunday into Monday, every media outlet was lit up with talk about the Oscars. Not because the Oscars was dope, but because Will Smith slapped Chris Rock on live television. And I'm not here to dissect why Will may have done it or cape for comedians. That's irrelevant here. This is not a gossip show. But there was a takeaway for everyone out there on their grind. And that is simply this. Trust and believe me, there is going to be a moment where you will fall from grace. There will come a time when you slip up and make a mistake and you have to own it. We're not perfect. There will be scratches on our record, but there will be some key things to remember when that happens, when your fall from grace occurs. First and foremost, embarrassment is not a permanent stain. No matter what happens, you will be able to bounce back. The road to recovery is a lot shorter than you think, but you can prolong it. Doubling down on your bullshit is one of those ways you can prolong your return to glory and make it a lot harder on yourself. If you do something wrong, own it. Apologize to whoever you crossed. You can put a period at the end of a situation or a comma. That apology will be that period. Delaying it, not owning up to it, providing whatever reason behind it is a comma, and you're only going to allow back and forth in that situation. And check this out. The person you're apologizing to does not have to accept your apology, but you are releasing your responsibility in the matter. Now you can move on. And going back to when I said embarrassment is not a permanent stain, we live in a microwave society. What's hot is only hot until the next gossip-worthy incident happens. Drake has this 72-hour rule. If something embarrassing comes up about him, he does not immediately address it online or in a press conference. He gives it 72 hours. And by that 72nd hour, some other drama has occurred and his incident is forgotten about. And I don't say this as a substitute to apologizing for when you slip up, but sometimes embarrassing things happen that are not intentional and are just attributed to clumsy human error. Like if you fall off stage when presenting, that's clumsy human error. It's embarrassing. But ride that out for 72 hours and before you know it, something else will be talked about. This doesn't just apply to the world of celebrities. It's a general rule of thumb. Whether you're at your job or personal life and you have some embarrassing event that occurs, that same rule will apply. It will be forgotten about for another incident that occurs. Maybe not 72 hours. It's not science, everybody. So don't look at it like, yo, Derek, man, at the 73rd hour, they were still talking about my shit. But listen, it is going to blow over. Trust me. And I've seen so many people in times work themselves into depression over mistakes and missteps because they applied this level of perfection to themselves. Newsflash, I said it earlier. You are not perfect. You will never be perfect. We are just on an endless journey to be better. And sometimes being better means shaking off slip-ups, learning from that moment and making sure that mistake never happens again. Also, I know so many people who are frozen by their mistakes that they made. They won't apply to a job because they were terminated before. They have an arrest record. Whatever it is, you cannot take yourself out of the game. God is the coach. As long as you wake up to a new day, You're in the starting lineup. You cannot put yourself on the bench. And in the words of Sir John Legend, we're just ordinary people. So don't fault yourself when you make an ordinary mistake. Making mistakes is built into our programming. And on that note, I want to thank you all for tuning in this week. Thank you for rocking with your boy and continuing to give me your time. I am your host, Derek Lane, and this was The Last Word. Also, don't forget, go be great. Hey, hey, hey.